how's it going so far? Body feels great, lots of energy, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, easeful, effortless continuity of mindfulness. All that happening? Yeah, right. Day one, I'm being sarcastic, obviously. Day one is a challenge for all of us coming to retreat from our daily lives where we are usually anything but continuously mindful. And so we are having to, at the beginning of a retreat, not only be stepping up with our efforts to keep returning our attention to the here and now, and to refining, as Dave and I are pointing to, how we apply that effort, what kind of attitude we bring to the effort. And also we're just, dealing with leaving our busy lives and just stopping. We tend to have a momentum of exhaustion that follows us into retreat. And so maybe some of you are feeling a little tired. And it's warm, it's after lunch. So all of this that you're feeling right now, however it is just where you should be. It's just where you should be. It's where you are. So why not be friendly with it, right? And that's kind of what I wanted to reflect on this afternoon. A little bit more about what Dave was pointing to this morning about cultivating this wise, skillful, and helpful attitude towards our efforts, towards our practice, and our training, our mindfulness training, bhavana, and by bringing in the aspect of training that we call metta, or loving kindness, bringing in our hearts and the care of our hearts, the friendliness and goodwill intention into our practice. So cultivating metta or metta bhavana, I wanted to offer a few reflections this afternoon. Just to review what we're doing so far today and what we'll be continuing to do throughout the week with slight adjustments is we are practicing mindful awareness. We are paying attention to what's doing our best to pay attention to what's happening when it's happening. And rather than being caught up in the thinking mind, we just keep waking up to our intention to be present, be aware, and let go of the thoughts, come back to something in the here and now. Now, Dave was mentioning this morning the idea of objects and objects of attention. That's basically what we're paying attention to at any given moment, what we're aware of. That's the object of awareness or attention. And the object could be anything in our present time experience. And there's a lot going on, right, in any given moment. There's a lot going on in our bodies. There's a lot going on externally that's coming into us through our physical senses. And there's a lot going on in our minds. And we could use any aspect of our experience to practice with, to be aware of, to cultivate and train our attention on. But for the purposes of the early part of our retreat, we're choosing a subset of that experience. We're creating a frame of reference for the things that we are choosing to pay attention to, that we're making our objects of practice. And we're today keeping those objects or the frame of reference to the body. Experiences in the body. Body sensations of different kinds, including the subset of those, the sensations of breathing. And then any other sense experience like sound or during eating. Did anybody practice with taste? A little experimenting with the tastes? Yeah. So we're just keeping it in, grounded in the body, and this really helps, as Dave mentioned today, to work skillfully with the mind, to get our attention out of the mind where it's habitually, conditioned to be. We're using the concrete here and now of bodily experiences. And we might, as we do that, get glimpses of our mind operating, because the mind, of course, doesn't stop. It's continuing to work. It's processing all this sense experience. It's having feelings and thoughts about it. And it's having its own independent discursive thoughts going on. And we'll get glimpses of those. We may even be sucked into them for a while. So we really do see our minds too. But our intention for the early part of the retreat is to extract our attention as best we can from the mind and put it on the body. And especially with more emphasis on non-visual senses. Non-visual senses. So they're grounding. Visual senses can, are putting all of our attention, visual senses, we can lose our awareness. I find this anyway. And it also tends to stimulate thinking. So that's why we're focusing on these body-based senses. And this is, as a technique, it's very simple in theory, right? But maybe not so easy to do. And that's why we are bringing attention in this retreat right up top and throughout to our attitude, how we are going about applying the effort that it takes to pay attention to our body experience. Because that's so important, and it will support what our aim is. If we develop a skillful attitude, it supports our aim, which is developing having more moments of being mindfully aware, more continuity of mindfulness. This is the condition, the cause and condition for those insights that this tradition we're in called Vipassana or insight meditation. That's kind of where we're leading, these insights, clarity of seeing, these aha moments where we suddenly understand something about ourselves that frees us from some sort of shackles of some kind of clinging or attachment or suffering of some kind. That's sort of why we are practicing, and Dave will be talking more about that tonight. I'm sure I will later in the retreat. But so basically what we're going for is this continuity, and what really supports it is bringing some conscious awareness to our attitude. Dave touched on it a bit this morning, and I want to say some things about what supports continuity. That, looking at attitude really supports continuity. This is where the attitude piece fits in. So I'm going to say this statement as something that is one of those things that you need to corroborate, find out is true for yourself. But what has been taught to me and what I've discovered myself experientially is that what supports continuity of mindfulness is a comfortable and relaxed body and mind. Comfortable and relaxed body and mind. And we all know, of course, that when we are in pain or in discomfort, that's when we tend to be most agitated in our minds. It makes sense that it would be really hard to settle our attention in the here and now when we're in pain, whether it's physical pain or mental pain. Okay? So we want to see what we can do to bring more ease and comfort into our practice and while we're here at the retreat. It's not about, we have taken a big leap away from the Mahasi Sayadaw Upandita style where it's like you get 4 hours of sleep and you're just gutting it out, And I mean, I've heard stories, and I sat like that too. It was not good for me, actually. Brings a lot of tension into the body and mind. That sort of, we need to bring diligence and patience and perseverance, but relax. That's the kind of effort we want to bring, a relaxed but diligent effort. So this is one of the main places where I look in terms of my effort and my moment-to-moment, hour-by-hour continuity of practice, the practice that I'm doing at a retreat. I do frequent check-ins to see if my body is tense. I look for tension in my body. I do tension passes. Because very often, when our bodies are tense, it's because our minds are tense. Our minds are wanting something, expecting something, not liking something, being aversive. The body tension and the mind tension, mind contraction, that are connected. And sometimes it's harder to recognize, especially when it's these long-standing habit patterns of being aversive to certain experiences or having self-judgment come up a lot or, the anti-goodwill experiences, not metta, but opposite, ill will, irritation, anger, aversion, those tend to come with tension in the body. So if I'm checking into my body frequently, I can sometimes, that can bring me right to, if I have the intention to relax my body, if I find places of tension, to soften there, that can have the effect of either pointing me right to the difficulty in my mind and or helping to release it, right? So this is a metta practice, to attend to our comfort and ease. And I can see in your faces, some of you, that you're like, where the hell would that be right now, comfort and ease? It is so far away right now for me. So it can be, you know, it can be, yeah, it can be an experiment to find out, sense where to find comfort and ease. And it might involve some self-care, some behavioral self-care, right? We don't have, you know, if your back and your body is just really terribly in pain and aching during every sit, change your posture. Stand up. Substitute a walking for sitting. Do more walking. Do sitting practice or lying down practice in the grass, or do something that brings some more ease and relaxation to your body. Stretch a lot. Walk 5 minutes, stretch 5 minutes. Walk 5 minutes, stretch 5 minutes. Just, and you can still cultivate continuity of mindfulness while you're stretching, right? But the stretching, the releasing of the neck and shoulders is really important in the early days, you know, of practice. First thing tomorrow morning, I'm going to offer, in our first 9 o'clock sit, I'm going to offer some posture suggestions and tips, too, for ways to sit that help with relaxing our shoulders and neck and so on. So really just bringing deliberate, intentional attention to our bodies. And if there's tension, if there's gripping, and then do what we can to release it. To do some self-care, make sure you, you know, rest. If you need to rest in these first couple days, you can nap. You have breaks in the schedule. Take care of yourself. This is a metta practice, behavioral metta practice. Now, when it comes to relaxing the mind, when it's like, oh, these two are connected, we relax the body, sometimes the mind will relax. We relax the mind, then the body will relax. It just, each of those, we can attack it from either end. So how do we go about relaxing the mind? What are some relaxed states of mind? Let's reflect on that. What are some relaxed states of mind? What I mean by that word? I mean more spacious, more open, less contracted, more pleasant. Pleasant states of mind are relaxed states of mind. Okay, so for example, curiosity and interest is a more relaxed state of mind than expectation or needing things to be a certain way. Curiosity is quite open, right? So if we find that we are contracted into, we can check into our attitude of mind, seeing if we have any expectation lurking back there, and see if we can find out what it is we're expecting and look at it and see whether or not it's realistic or helpful to actually continue with that expectation. I'll come back to that in a moment. To generate curiosity by asking questions, like, okay, I'm walking right now. What is walking? Let me see, let me see. Let me get in close and see. Let me feel something I've never felt before. What have I never paid attention to in the walking before? You know, how could you generate curiosity in your own experience, about your own experience or toward it? Appreciation is a relaxed state of mind versus this is not enough or there's something wrong in this moment right now. So if you should be looking into your direct experience and seeing this contracted mind of this is wrong, whatever is happening right now, you could intentionally do a little bit of gratitude practice. Intentionally turn your mind to a few things that you are grateful for. All you have to do, at least me, all I have to do is walk outside and look at this and feel this. And it's so incredibly beautiful here. the appreciation for this bounty of nature, you know, and being able to be here, and the delicious food, you know, just simple things. I am healthy right now. Yeah, things that are here and now. My body, my big toe feels good. Go find the place in your body that feels good, rather than focusing so much on the part that feels bad. So intentionally shifting your attention. This is a metta practice. Understanding and the compassion that comes with understanding versus self-criticism and judgment. The former is a relaxed, open, and spacious state of mind. The latter, not so much, right? Not so much. I'll return to that, you know, meeting our right now experience, even if it's difficult, with mercy and compassion, rather than aversion and hatred and self-judgment, I'm doing something wrong. And then, of course, metta, or friendliness. Friendliness towards our experience versus anger or irritation towards our experience right now. Our right now experience. Can we meet? There's a wonderful phrase, a metta practice phrase, that is really embedded into the mindfulness practice, the moment-to-moment awareness practice that Sylvia Borstein shared with me once, and I use it. May I meet this moment with friendliness. You could just say that phrase. May I meet this moment with friendliness, whatever it is. And see what happens. As with all of these turning the mind to the heart practices, it's an experimental process. We try out things. We suggest little things to ourselves. Then we bring in the mindfulness. We observe. We see what happens. Let go of the expectation for something specific to happen. And just be curious. May I meet this moment with friendliness? What comes up may be, no fucking way. I cannot meet this with friendliness, right? That's what might come up. And so then we're like, okay, can I meet that with friendliness? This moment right here, whatever it is, can I meet this with friendliness? I don't know. It's an interesting ongoing experiment. So how do we cultivate this friendly attitude, metta? We're going to do some practice in that today, in a minute or two. But here are some of my tips or suggestions for inclining the mind to metta, also known as relaxing the mind, which is also supportive of continuity of mindfulness. So, I already mentioned relax the body, check for tension regularly. Remember this morning I said, mindfulness is we're forgetting and remembering our intention over and over again. That's our practice, this repetition of forgetting, remembering. What remembering is what? As effort. It's a mental effort. It doesn't require body gripping or tension. It's a mental effort. We just remember, okay? And so then to view this properly, bringing in the clear comprehension or sampajana piece of our practice, which is understanding the reality of what we're dealing with. We are dealing with a mind-body that learns new things, that learns new habits, and lets go of old habits through repetition. That's how it works. There's no way we can jump over that because we wish we didn't have to keep remembering. But we do. And so we need to view the forgetting as part of the process. And this view, this frame of reference, if we can say, oh, I'm forgetting a lot, but that's part of the practice, and view it as part of it, not outside of it, not something going wrong, not something I'm doing wrong, but realize it's the forgetting, remembering, repetition that is the practice, then that can bring some ease to the mind. It can help us to relax the self-judgment and aversion. And then metta-friendliness will naturally come in. Curiosity will naturally come in. When we let go of the self-judgment, which is based on our thinking wrongly about the practice. It's not about clearing our mind of thought. Let's just dispense with that right now. Things like that. So if we, and we're going to continue to reflect throughout the week on getting the correct understanding about what we're doing and why we're doing it here. Does that make sense? So, you know, bringing in little reflections here and there. Like, am I expecting myself to be doing something impossible? Like, feeling what I'm supposed to be feeling or having more continuity of mindfulness than is actually natural for me right now? Just let it go and do the best you can and let that be good enough. Do the best you can, that conditioned support right now. Okay, so that's all I'm going to say for now, share for now. I know we have a limited attention span at this time of day. But so I want us to do a guided metta practice, a little bit of how we can cultivate metta. We can turn the mind toward metta by, you know, cultivating understanding, by relaxing the body, and things like that. And we can also actually actively suggest metta, loving kindness, friendliness to our mind by saying little things like, may I meet this moment with friendliness. And then there are other phrases that we can offer ourselves. And we do it in this sort of experimental and curious intention of mindfulness. What happens when I suggest this to my mind-body systems? Let me look and see. So I'm going to guide us through a couple of traditional mindfulness, metta practices. And I think that what I'd like to do actually is to start with some metta and self-care towards our bodies by standing up and maybe getting a little bit of energy in our body before we relax into metta. So I'm going to just guide us through a couple of easy little yoga things that we can do standing and being this close to each other. Is it okay for you to just turn your body like this without hitting the person next to you? And just turning your shoulders and letting your arms follow easily. And putting your attention into this movement. Feel the sensations. And feel your spine and your waist and your shoulders relax and let go with this movement. And your hands and your arms just be heavy. I like to sort of send a nice relaxing out-breath into any places of tension I feel with this movement. And then just coming to a stop and letting your arms naturally fall. Let's see if we can stretch our arms by linking fingers together like this, turning inside out, gently pushing. Keep your shoulders down and just feel that nice stretch through your arms. Drop your shoulders, relax your neck, drop your chin a little bit. And again, breathe through this part of your body. Lift your hands up over your shoulders. Keep your shoulders dropped. Feel that stretch through your hands, arms, shoulders, chest. Maybe if it feels okay to just dip over to one side. Right side. Feel the stretch on the side of your body. And then to the center again, gently to the left side or the other side. And then dropping your hands, letting them drop. Doing a little easy unscrewing of jars. In each of your hands, shaking out your hands and your arms a little bit. You might want to involve your shoulders and your neck and head in this shake out. Your knees a little bit. Loosey-goosey. If you would like to try this, I'm going to turn my back to you so I can show you this chest opener
linking your thumbs together, lifting your shoulders up, down, and back, and gently lifting your arms up. Just open your chest, breathe into your chest, if that feels okay. And we lift as far as comfortable. And then dropping, a little bit more opening of jars. And let's end with a little neck opening, dropping your chin to your chest gently, feeling the stretch in the back of your neck. Lifting your head up, dropping your right ear to right shoulder, feeling the left side of your neck stretching. Back to center, left ear to left shoulder. Finding this easeful body presence during these kind and gentle self-care things for yourself. Standing for a moment, how does your body feel now? And then taking a seat when feels right. A nice, comfortable seat where your back feels really supported. Bringing attention to your posture. What posture feels relaxed and alert? Strong back, soft front. Really, for metta practice, the more comfortable your body is, the better. But you don't want to get so comfortable that you fall asleep, so take care that you have a posture that supports alertness this afternoon, too. And then just gathering your attention in the here and now to sound. Meeting the soundscape with friendliness, allowance, curiosity. You know, there's not much we can do about sound, so let's just let it be how it is. Finding that relaxed mind when it meets sound. Relaxing your face, your eyes, head, neck, shoulders. You're already hearing, and it's just this gentle shift of attention to be aware of the hearing, aware of the sounds. And now shifting attention to your body, dropping your attention down into your body, maybe scanning through your body, noticing the sensations that really call your attention, the strongest ones first, whether uncomfortable or pleasant. And to experiment with meeting these various body sensations with this friendliness of attitude. May I meet this sensation in my legs with friendliness? May I meet this with friendliness? See what happens. Or whatever words or suggestion fits for you. I sometimes use the of inclusive language of something like this too belongs. or it's like this, and it's okay. I can be with this. What words help you to meet your experience with friendliness, with goodwill, allowance, even curiosity? As you experiment with your metta or friendly attitude words in your mind, suggesting to yourself, just sort of notice if there's any change. Not looking for anything in particular to happen, but just seeing if anything does. May I meet this sleepiness or dullness with friendliness. May I meet this body discomfort with friendliness. May I meet this appreciation for bird sound with friendliness. Whatever is happening with you right now. If you are feeling quite sleepy and if you may fall asleep, you could experiment with changing your posture, standing up, or putting your hand on your head, or something else that you think might help bring in alertness, taking a nice deep breath or two, mindful breath. Spaced out, drifted off, got caught up in a thought, no problem. Remember, this is part of the practice. Recognize you're aware again. Return your attention back to some aspect of your body, sense experience. May I meet my practice with friendliness. by forgetting and remembering, forgetting and remembering. Taking a pass through your body, a mindful pass, looking for any tension or gripping that may have crept in. And suggesting to those places to soften. See what happens. Cultivating curiosity in the mind. That's meditating. Whatever it is you are aware of right now, what is this? Let it reveal itself. This is not an invitation to analyze, but to just bring your attention closer, see more detail. Is this breath the same as the last one? Getting curious about just where the next breath begins and this breath ends, feeling the very beginning, the very ending of each breath. Fun little experiments like that can help relax the mind into curiosity, friendliness. And now I'd like to guide us in a little experiment in some traditional metta phrase practice, which involves our imagination and so is fun and interesting. to me anyway.
So I invite you to bring to mind someone, or it doesn't have to be a person, a being in your life, an animal could be, or a person in your life who has helped you, who has helped you when they didn't need to, who's been generous with you or kind to you. What we call a benefactor, someone who has helped us, gone out of their way to help us, perhaps. Even if it's just in their being there and loving us in our lives, someone who has mentored you, who's cared for you. Don't need to think too hard about it, just whatever comes to mind, whomever comes to mind. Imagine this person or being, animal, in your mind's eye. Imagine them happy. Doing something they like to do. Being in a place or with other people that they like, that they enjoy. With a smile. Imagine them happy. And as you do this active imagination, notice how you feel, what's happening with you and your body and your mind. Do you feel any sensations in a particular part of your body or any emotions arising? And maybe nothing happens, and that's fine. Just notice what happens when you think of your benefactor, this helpful person or being, happy. And then experiment with offering them well wishes, good wishes for more happiness, to continue and grow the happiness that you see them feeling, having right now. And I'll suggest some phrases that I like to say to myself, but please use whatever feels right to you, or maybe no words. Maybe it's just a feeling and intention. An energetic intention, an imaginary picture or wish. To my dear benefactor, may you be happy. May you be at ease, no matter what the conditions. May you live an easeful life. May you live from your heart. May you feel your heart in your life and be happy. May you be at ease, dear one. And as you repeat whatever phrases are coming to you to offer this person in your mind's eye, see what happens. Stay mindful. Watch yourself, your body, your mind.
meet whatever happens with friendliness as best you can. May you be happy and peaceful, dear one. Checking for tension in your body, softening any places of gripping, returning to the phrases, and we'll practice this way for a few minutes quietly together. And now letting go of this image of your benefactor, caring person or being. And with whatever sense of caring, goodwill that you have available to yourself right now, feeling in your chest and your belly and warmth there, even the slightest bit. To experiment now with imagining yourself happy, doing something you like to do, being with people or in places that you like to be. And what happens to you as you imagine yourself happy and content, smiling and enjoying life in some way or other? Whatever happens is fine. Just notice feelings in your body, your mind. And then spending a few minutes offering yourself phrases of well-being, happiness, goodwill. May I be happy. May my happiness grow. May I experience healing and ease. May I find peace no matter what the conditions. May I be easeful. Or whatever words really come to you, you'll notice that I change mine. I keep it fresh. Whatever comes to mind creatively in that moment. And you could just also repeat the same phrases over and over. Pausing, doing it slowly. Pausing between, feeling your body. Making these suggestions and seeing what happens. May I be free of suffering and live with ease. And letting go of this image, these phrases, or continuing on with them if you like. If it feels easeful, if it's helping to relax your body, your mind, helping you to be more present, continue on with it. Or else just come back to something simple, just sound. Just the sensations of breathing. Meeting myself with friendliness in this moment right now as best I can. So this gives you another option for something that you can do, especially if you find yourself throughout this next day or two of finding yourself in some discomfort in your body or mind, to sort of experiment with cultivating some metta or friendliness. Whether in something simple like whatever's happening with me right now, may I meet it with friendliness? Can I be friendly with this? Can I allow this? Can I get curious about this?
or, you know, taking some time to repeat phrases. And you can experiment with directing the metaphrases towards different imaginary beings, friends, the bird, the lizard, the yogi, the cooks, yourself. I don't know. See what happens. See what happens. See if it helps you find some lightness. Did anybody, when suggesting metta or friendliness or happiness to either their benefactor or themselves, feel something like the opposite, like contraction, aversion, irritation? I don't know what that means. Confusion. Anybody? You don't have to raise your hand, but I'm just saying that this is part of it. This too is allowed. It's sort of like, it's exactly the same as the forgetting and the remembering are part of the practice. So when we suggest something positive to ourselves, something beneficial or heart, you know, heart state to ourselves, and something kind of unpleasant happens, a defilement arises, that's part of it. It's a really important part of it, because this is what's blocking our heart in this moment, right? So we want to see that. We want to see those blocks. And we want to sense into, you know, get curious about that. Meet that with friendliness. Go, okay, that's what's happening when I use these words. Then it doesn't mean anything is going wrong. I mean, you know, you want to do some self-care and not continue hammering away at the metta if it's making you feel like shit. You don't want to do that. So in these first couple of days, just if it's the metta is really confusing or angering you, you might want to just let it go. And then we'll come back to it later in the week when you have a little bit more mindfulness and start investigating that. Start investigating that aversion. Yeah. For now, just, you know, notice that aversion is there and go, it's okay. It's allowed. It's part of it. These are the conditions right now. Can I be friendly to them? Okay? All right. So thanks so much for your attention, your practice, and we now will have a walking period till 4 o'clock. And we will need a practice leader for the 4 o'clock sit and for the 5:15 sit before dinner. Anyone want to sit up here and ring the bell for the 4 o'clock sit? Noah, thank you. And for the 5:15 sit. Will you ring the bell, Scott?
Yeah, I think I have to. It's at the end, and that one you have to do, because I have to do the dinner one too.
Okay, can you guys switch? Noah, can you do? Sure. Can you do the 5:15? And Scott, could you please do the 4 o'clock? Great, thank you. Okay, now it's walking time. Continue practice.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.